Podcast Viewfinder.
You got number 4 and 5 on the president's kill list in your sights, and you are putting the whole mission at risk because of one collateral damage issue?
Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 36.
Oh man, 36.
This podcast is about worldview. And we want you to engage with the culture around you and to be able to have intelligent conversations with your friends. And so just a small disclaimer that anything we talk about on the show, we're not recommending per se, but
unless we recommend it,
but we want you to look for stuff. So that searching for that quote was from Eye in the Sky. We're gonna talk about that later. It's a new trailer that came out.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I wanted to say thanks to all our fans that listened. We got some good feedback on the last two episodes with our special guest Ben Miller from Camp Indiana and Mike Allen, the head of school of Owensville Christian School. So thanks.
Good job, man.
For people that leave stuff. Also, if you wouldn't mind just taking a few minutes and going to the iTunes podcast page and leaving us a review. That always helps get the word out there about the podcast. Also, if you link to this from social media, if you wouldn't mind sharing it, that's a great way to help us as well. So
get the message out.
Yeah. So, yeah, but some of our listeners have given us some recommendations. So,
What are some of those?
Well, my friend Bill said we should give some recommendations, because he's like, oh, you always say, like, oh, I'm playing this video game where I murder people, so we're not telling you to go play it. And so he's like, you should give us things, like, you should recommend things.
I don't think I do anything that I could really recommend.
Which Bill, he's a common rail yard hobo, so I don't know how he's going to watch anything we recommend anyway. I don't even know how he listens to this. He has like a little tin can that he puts up to his...
That's awesome. And, tin cans
and,
are great.
And foil. Great reception. So we might recommend some things today. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll recommend anything.
Nope, James, no you won't. And then one of our other listeners, Luke, sent a text. It was interesting because he was asking if our view is necessarily that of our churches that we work at, that James and I are pastors at. No, it's not. So just because we say stuff doesn't mean that's the, like, I feel like that's like those DVD documentaries, like the views expressed in this documentary are not necessarily those of the affiliated company, parent company, whatever.
Plus, I'm not affiliated with this church.
I know.
So.
Adrian goes to another church, and everything she says, that church is what they believe.
No.
So, this brings up, so Luke said, after listening to your podcast, I've concluded that using one word to describe a person's worldview oversimplifies it. I would agree with that statement. To explain further, when I hear someone say they have a Christian worldview, the only thing I can extract is that they are a self-described Christ follower. However, what that means is more nuanced and can be different from person to person. Which James replied, true. And then he says, to the point, I like your podcast because it attempts to explain Christian worldview in more detail, even if your guy's Christian worldview, rather than say the church as a whole. So I mean, that's true. Like, everybody has different ideas of what Christianity is. I don't know. Have we used the term Christian worldview on here? I think we say biblical worldview, because I think Christians sometimes that word, people are like, oh, well, then they vote Republican.
Biblical worldview is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah. But again,
Christian
people,
marriage, biblical marriage.
Yeah. People translate biblical differently than, like, people translate the Bible differently too. So yeah, but we approach it through that lens of the Bible, of the truth. Luke, buckle up. No, but thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it very much. And when you guys leave us reviews and stuff and comment, it always makes me feel happy in my heart.
It does. Yeah. You guys hold his heart in your hands.
Yeah. Adrian, thanks for coming back. It's been a while.
It has been.
Yeah, because we had holidays, and then we had...
And she was locked out.
Locked out of church.
I was.
And then we had... we had some guests on the show, so you're not allowed to...
She's not a guest?
She's kind of a guest. She's like kind of a regular. she's there a lot. So, but hey, we have a segment called Florida Weebles. this just made me laugh because people are just dumb. So
just now figuring it out.
James, what happened in Florida?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, well.
Adrian, what happened in Florida?
I'm going to click on this link real
quick.
Oh
my gosh. Okay.
Adrian, you're supposed to come prepared.
A Florida man was arrested for hurling McDonald's condiments. Mm. So this guy, He was a grown butt man. Christopher Michael Clark, he's 40 years old, St. Petersburg, got angry in McDonald's. But I don't know why. Like, McDonald's, I always go to McDonald's and I'm like, I'm happy. I'm about to eat some good fries. I'm about to eat some worm burgers.
Worm burgers?
Yeah, there was that rumor that they, like, put meat filler in and they use worm meat. That's not true. And then, is McDonald's a sponsor of the show? Not really. But, yeah, so he was there and he faces battery charges because he got mad and started throwing condiment packets at the one of the workers. So he's mad and starts throwing.
Okay.
So when you're angry, it doesn't say why he was angry. Maybe they messed up his burger.
Maybe they took a bite out of it.
They messed up his order.
Maybe they took a bite out of his burger.
Okay. Try to fight him.
So it's 10 o'clock, and then it makes the point to say who was not under the influence of alcohol. Like, this is just how
in case you were wondering, he's normally like this.
I was wondering. Yeah. This is how he behaves, right?
Like,
this
that sometimes causes people to do weird stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. But it just, because normally it would say that, like, they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but it makes the point to say, nope, no, he was in his right mind.
He's like, just crazy. This,
he's just a nutso, man.
He's just from Florida.
I know, right? Right. He's a 40-year-old out getting some McDonald's at 10 p.m. and, you know what? I'm so angry. And the condiment packets, all they have is ketchup packets, right?
Who? Where? McDonald's?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Other? Oh, no.
I mean,
mustard.
They like,
I mean, not mustard. Mayonnaise.
Do they have mayonnaise packets?
I thought they had white ones, but maybe I'm getting my places mixed up.
Yeah, I think that's Subway. So, I don't know. But he just is hurling. Adrian, if McDonald's messed up your order, you just went to Wendy's. If they would have messed up your order, would you throw ketchup packets at their face?
No. I actually did have something happen at our restaurant recently.
What?
Should I say where it was?
No. Let's leave it anonymous.
Yeah, this anonymous restaurant. They didn't know their drive-thru headsets were on when we pulled up to the drive-thru. And they were saying very vulgar things to each other.
Through the headset?
Through the headset. And we could hear it. So we finally got their attention and we drove up and we told the manager. But we just said, you know, hey, you guys messed up, and if I were the manager of this place, I would want to know that my employees are doing this, so we just wanted to tell you.
Did you call the manager over to the window?
Yes, we asked if we could talk to him.
Oh.
And so...
And the manager turned around and threw ketchup packets.
Yeah.
I mean, hot and mild sauce at the employees.
Hot and mild.
No, I don't know where it was. But so what happened? Wow. So what the manager say?
So he said... He, like, thanked us and gave us free meals.
Well, really? Wait, yeah. Free meals to come back or, like...
Yeah, to come back.
So, did you go back?
Not yet. Oh, well, we've been back for ice cream, but not meals yet.
Oh, there's ice cream at this place.
Wow.
So, let's see.
That's, like, everywhere still.
Not Taco Bell. That place is still the greatest
anyway,
of all time.
I would just say... If you want somebody to change their behavior, throwing ketchup packets at them.
Well, yeah, that
is not the right response.
Because we talk about worldview on this show, and I'm thinking about that verse that says, you know, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And so that's something that I've really had to work on, especially as a parent, like the slow to become angry part. But I mean, just picturing this guy like getting so mad at somebody, like these, like his response is to throw ketchup packets at him. At least he wasn't punching him.
Yeah, he's not very emotionally mature.
Right.
I teach that in Truth Talk. What? Taught that all last week.
About being emotionally mature. So, hey, if you're angry, have a conversation. Ask them to fix your order. And you know what? If they don't, they're like, whatever, it's your fault. Then, you know, talk to your manager. Just leave. Like, don't throw stuff. Now he's facing...
Jail.
Misdemeanor charges.
Jail time.
I don't think he is.
I'm going to jail for this.
No.
It was just blood. I mean, it wasn't blood. It was ketchup.
Ketchup, no. So there's a couple things in the culture. It's not time for that other segment yet. But some things that I want to talk about because Disney has been notorious for having these like young stars on their TV shows. Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears.
Yep.
Selena Gomez.
Yep.
Who's the other one? Helen Mirren. Just people on their show. I'm just kidding. that was a joke. Helen Mirren's that old British lady. Like,
how was Helen Mirren?
I'm glad she got that.
Was she on
good
the
job.
Mickey Mouse show?
I was like, yeah.
Do they even have the Mickey Mouse Club anymore? Mickey no. Mouse but anyway, so they've been like these child stars, and then they think, oh, to be a grown-up star, now I have to like pose scantily or have to sing vulgar songs.
Hillary
or,
Duff. That's
or be,
what you're thinking
oh,
Hillary
Duff.
Duff. She doesn't do that.
Or being like...
She's the only good one.
Hillary Duff is in James's favorite movie,
She's
A Walk
married.
To Remember.
Hillary Duff's not in
She's
that.
She's not in that.
Oh, what's she
It's
in?
Mandy Moore.
Oh,
God.
Man.
She's in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Mandy Moore?
No, oh,
Hillary Duff. Man, you know nothing.
Sorry. Okay, I don't know my weird Disney trivia.
So, well, you're talking about it.
All I know is
I'm just saying these child stars, but they grow up and then they think like, oh, to be in adulthood, like I have to swear a lot or say bad things and I have to be in provocative movies and
Probably,
all this stuff.
Yeah.
So their actress, I'm not even going to say her name right, Cerise Ronan. She's Irish.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Oh, sorry. I didn't live in Ireland for 2 years. Adrian.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Saoirse.
Saoirse Ronan. She's in a new film, indie film, Brooklyn. But she said, I was very, very aware that I did not want to make that decision because I saw a lot of other people do it and I didn't think it would work for me. I was very, very aware of not objectifying myself to prove that I wasn't a kid anymore. So... She said that on her decision not to take a deliberately edgy role to help her transition from child to adult star. I've actually heard really good things about this movie. And that she was a good actress. She was on Jimmy Fallon. That's how I found out about her.
I
didn't listen to how you
pronounce
her name.
I haven't
seen it either, but Plugged In gave it a kind of good review. There's like one part or something. But it's like, I said it was a good romance.
One part.
The preview made me cry.
You cried in the preview?
Because it was about Ireland.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right. But I thought it was interesting, right? Because, like, when... Like, we think, like, adulthood is... I don't think that. But I think there's that view out there that, like, oh, I'm an adult when I do this. And James talked about Teaching Truth Talk. You don't know what that is. It's a class. It's a relationship class that we teach in the schools. But it's abstinence-based.
Yeah.
And a lot of times kids think, oh, once I, you know, do that, once I have sex, yeah, that's going to be...
That's what I can do!
That makes me a man or makes me a woman or whatever. Like, no, it doesn't. Like, it just... Like, and for, like, TV stars and film stars and all that, or even musicians, they're like, oh, if I push the envelope this much, then people will think of me as an adult. Like, and I think the opposite is true, right? Like... I think you're dumb.
Is that the opposite?
The opposite
Instead of being an adult, you're dumb.
The opposite of adulthood is dumb.
Oh, man.
What were you going to say, James?
Nothing. I don't have anything on that.
It's an immaturity. I think it shows immaturity, which is not associated with adulthood.
That depends
well,
on
it
if
is
you're,
nowadays.
You're a 40-year-old man throwing ketchup
at
yes. So
that
no,
is
but,
the new mature...
Yeah, it's this. I heard this new song. I don't know if it's bad or not. It probably is. But like, it's about the new. It's called New Americana, I think, or something. I just heard like a brief part of it, the chorus, and it's like, "Welcome to the New Americana. We're being raised on Biggie and Nirvana, getting high on legal marijuana. Welcome to the New Americana." And it's kind of like, oh, like this is who we are now. Yeah, it's like this. We're immature. And that's okay. Like the song, I don't know the rest of it. I haven't listened to it. I just heard that chorus. But yeah, and I'm glad that there's people like Saoirse. What's her name?
Saoirse.
I don't know. But like just that she gets it. Yeah, it shows maturity on her part. Of like
finally like, somebody.
She turned down.
It.
Yeah, she turned down an edgy role
until
to say
stop casting her.
Hey, right, well, she's an indie film nobody knows about. Just kidding. Julia Roberts. You guys know Julia Roberts?
Yeah, she's in a new movie.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that...
The one where her daughter gets killed. She's chasing the person. And I'm going to get you. It's a revenge flick, probably.
Yeah, I know.
But at the end, she's probably going to drop the gun and be like, you know what? I forgive you.
And then he's going to try to kill her. And then
she's
going to
pull out her other gun and car.
Yeah.
Dead.
That always happens. You're like, yeah, she didn't do it, but she did. No, so she's been married to a cinematographer, Danny Motter, for 13 years. And she was asked by the Huffington Post, what's her secret for marital happiness, her prescription? And she would say, I would say, never leave the house without saying goodbye to your wife and kissing her goodbye. So this is for men. And never come home and not find her first and say, I'm home, hello, kiss and hug, and then go do whatever you have to do. So just like that personal connection, right? Like, make sure you're saying goodbye. Make sure you're saying hello when you come home. Because that's important. And that was just like practical advice.
Yeah.
So Adrian, James.
Yes.
If you guys ever get married someday, just remember, say, not to each other. All right. But like,
that's you, funny. You're funny.
Just say, just go and be like, hey. Yeah. Say hi to your wife. That's probably not, like, you should do other stuff in your marriage besides just saying hi to him.
What,
like, you probably need to spend more time.
Give him, like, hold hands?
Yeah, we need to spend more time together than just, like, don't, because he said walk in the house, say hello, and then go do whatever you have to do. Like, yeah, I mean, don't do that every day. Like, you need to make sure you're spending time with them. But it's those little things, right? It's those little things of,
yeah.
And, like, any relationship.
I don't
like,
know. You're the one married. You tell me.
But what, any type of relationship like this, it's good to, like, you need to spend time with the person. Like, it's just those little things, and I think people forget that, right? Like,
yeah.
You watch Nicholas Sparks movies, like, oh, it's going to be great, and they're going to die in a train wreck or a bullfight or something. But it's, like, you expect this giant romantic thing, but it's like, oh, it's just the little things, the day-to-day things that really matter in the long run.
Well, someone else said that you should always open the car door for them.
Yeah.
And so it was something similar, a quote similar to that, but how even if they were fighting or whatever, he never failed to open the car door for her. And it was more of like a show of, hey, I know we're not good right now, but our foundation is still the same. And that was just an outward way to express that.
Then you'd slam the door on her fingers before she got
yes.
in.
Wow.
Just to show, right now it's not good.
No, but I'm just saying.
Wow, you're right.
I think you're right. Those little things.
Don't mess up on the little things. I preached this weekend, and that was one of the things. Like, it's the day-to-day.
Oh, I stopped at the beginning.
That's fine.
After the Luke Skywalker.
I did make reference to Star Wars. But, but I was talking about, like, our relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Like we think a lot of times, like, oh, it's these big moments when angels show up or when the Lord clearly speaks to us, do this with your life. But it's like, no, it's that those things happen sometimes, maybe not ever, but sometimes those things happen. But the reason they happen is because it's the day to day. It's that I'm spending time reading God's word and listening to him through that. I'm spending some time praying. I'm spending time with other believers in fellowship and all that stuff. Really Christian word. I mean, I'm hanging out with other people. The fellowship of believers.
Some sick fellowship last night.
Sick fellowship. All right. Yeah. The top 2015 searches, top 10 from Yahoo. So like five people.
Okay. Yeah. That's how does that count with anything? Right? Can we really count this?
Yeah.
It's Yahoo.
I know. So topping the list was 22-year-old Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. And that she died. So there's like, I guess, some scandal because I looked it up because I knew nothing about this. But after that, the top five searches were for the iPhone, Caitlyn Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and the video game Minecraft. So I don't think I searched for any of those things. Maybe the iPhone. And then after that, so the rest of the top 10 were Jennifer Aniston, Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry, mixed martial arts champion Ronda Rousey, and reality star Farah Abraham. I don't even know who that is. Farah? Am I saying that right? I don't even know. Okay. So, that's what you get when you search on Yahoo. Weird searches.
Yeah, only the weird people go to Yahoo and
I think
search.
It's funny that Minecraft is in the top. Like, it's all celebrities.
Hey, it's because it's coming out on the Wii U this month.
Celebrities, iPhone, and Minecraft. So, Minecraft, if you don't know what Minecraft is, don't worry about it.
You're crazy. What?
It's crazy.
That's weird.
Okay. So, this is always an ongoing thing. Like, women's bodies.
What?
No. Just appearance. Appearances. Because Carrie Fisher, she's been kind of outspoken about, like, how people have expected her to do things. And, like, she's like, I didn't know that one role was going to define my whole entire career. What people thought of me and expected me to do and all this stuff. But she's 59. And she said, they don't want to hire all of me, only about three quarters. Nothing changes. It's an appearance-driven thing. I'm in a business where the only thing that matters is weight and appearance. That is so messed up. They might as well say, get younger, because that's how easy it is. We treat beauty like an accomplishment, and that is insane. Everyone in LA says, oh, you look good. And you listen for them to say you've lost weight. It's never, how are you, or you seem happy. That's Carrie Fisher on having to lose 35 pounds to reprise her role as Princess Leia in Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, which comes out this month.
Are you ready for that?
A few days.
Guess away. What? I'm watching the Episode 6 tonight.
Oh. I'm sorry.
And.
I mean, no, that's.
Those are the.
Sorry, those are the good ones. Yeah.
And I have tickets to the premiere.
Oh. I don't know. We don't have tickets yet. I don't know. This season's so busy. I'll go sometime. So
you'll go sometime.
But so going back to Carrie Fisher, like that's why. So Adele, like that's what, like, some people have given her flack because she's a little bit bigger. Like, there's people like, oh, you should be thinner. You should look this way. And she's like,
and she's like, whatever. Boom.
I'm Adele. I just put out a record that
sold, like, over 4.5 million.
It's blown away. Just in the U.S. Weeks. In the U.S. Yeah, it's insane how crazy she is. So, like, good. In a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
But people...
Well, you know, she could be crazy, like, in real life.
But appearances, they're a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how people should look and all that stuff. Because you almost get typecast in certain roles if you're bigger. Like, you look at Melissa McCarthy. Like, she's really funny, but, like, all her roles are, like, pretty similar. Like, you're like, oh, she's also always comedic, though.
Her and, Rebel Wilson.
Is that, yeah.
I mean, she's known in Pitch Perfect as Fat Amy.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you were right. It's usually, like, fat or overweight people are always, it's always noted in the movies. Like, it's always commented on. It's not just like,
yeah, there's not like thin gin.
Right.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of something that rhymed with thin. That was the only thing I'd come up with. But that works. Well. Jenny. Yeah, so it's like almost like, oh, this person's fat. We're going to make sure that they know that. Yeah. In the movie, everybody knows it.
Or even if they're like a normal character or whatever, it's always going to be brought up as like a sore spot towards them too, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. But yeah, and we push that image a lot on people, like, oh, you have to look this way. And more, I think companies or even actresses are like, you know what? You can't airbrush me on this photo shoot, which is interesting. I mean, they're like,
yeah,
because they realize that that's part of the problem. Like, these young girls or women, like, look at these magazines and are like, oh man, I've got to look this certain way or whatever. And they're like, that's not even real. Like, they use a computer to get rid of skin flaws.
They don't want to perpetuate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't want to perpetuate this stereotype that, like, this is how I really look. Cause that, well, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
There's like, cause there's a picture of her. This is one of our Truth Talk things. Well, that's coming up a lot today. Jamie Lee Curtis. She was in, I don't know. She's an actress.
Okay.
Freaky Friday. She's been in a couple things. A lot of things, actually.
That's Lohan.
Jamie Lee Curtis lights the menorah. Ebenezer Scrooge. Dinah Shore. Sorry. You want a song, a Hanukkah song? Adam Sandler?
No.
Okay. It's not recommended. All right. So, but one of those, yeah. So, like, there's a picture of her. And she's like, yep, this is how I look when I have a team of makeup artists, a, like, $20,000 dress, this jewelry. Like, she tells, like, the cost of all that stuff. And then there's, like, a picture of her. She's like, this is what I look like without all that stuff. And you're like, oh, man, she's dumb. No.
What?
No, but it was, like, it was good to see, like, she's, like, saying, here's what I really look like.
And you're like, yep, back with the makeup.
Yeah. No. So women out there, young women, young girls, don't believe everything you see on a picture, and don't feel like you have to be a certain way for people to like you. Because if they only like you for that, and that's why I like what Carrie Fisher said, they're always, she's like waiting for them to say, oh, you've lost weight or you look good, but they never say, how are you, or you seem happy. Like, they're never, like, they don't really care about you, they just care about your appearance.
How are you, Chris?
I am tired. So... All right, oh man, it's time for...
Oh.
goes the culture. All right, this week, number one, still.
Still.
The Hunger Games.
Yes.
But Adrian, have you seen The Hunger Games yet?
I have seen it.
Yeah, remember?
What?
She hasn't told us about it. Remember when I told
it to you? She told me that last time.
No, yeah.
She's gone here for like a month.
I know. So,
she did talk about that other time.
Did you like The Hunger Games?
Yeah, it was okay.
Which one's the best one? Number one?
I don't know. They all kind of blend together. I think I like the second one.
The second one.
Ooh, because she's like Finnick.
Oh, Finnick
she's
Warwick.
A Finnick fan.
Oh, no. Fennec, I don't remember who he was.
Fennec? He's the one. Spoiler alert, he dies in the new movie from a lot of like zombie guys.
Yeah.
Everybody dies in this one. Okay, so I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I read the books. All right.
I liked part one better than part two.
Really?
Yeah.
Part one?
Part one was really boring.
Yeah, there's nothing happened.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she goes out and shoots a plane down. It's like, what? Yeah, District 10 or whatever.
Yeah, then they bomb them. They're like, oh, what's going to happen? They're not going to get hurt. Because there wouldn't be part two.
I know. So you like part one better than two? Two? I mean, look.
Have we shamed you enough yet to change your mind?
No, I honestly don't remember them enough to have like a strong opinion.
No. Well, I like the first
one. I didn't like this book, and so I think I just.
Oh, really?
The movie.
Okay. What were you saying?
I was just going to recap them all. So the first one, her sister gets picked, and then she joins, and then she goes and finds out she is really awesome with a bow, and she's about to commit suicide at the end with another boy, but they stop, and that's the first one. The second one, she gets called back in because they want to get rid of her.
They
all fight, and then they change. They're going to try to change the system. And then they break out.
That one part where had to kill each other,
yeah.
Kill other people.
Yeah, well, you know, I read the book if you want all the information.
Just give you a recap that makes no sense.
The third one, they hide in a bunker for the most of the time, and they go out every once in a while. The fourth one, they go to the city and win.
Yeah, I think the second one was the best.
See, I know.
Was it on the train?
What?
I just remember they're on a train a lot.
They're on a train in every movie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you might be thinking
how
of
the other
train movie with Captain America.
Oh.
Do you know that one? It was like the Frozen one? I can't remember.
It was the first one.
No.
Oh, no. He's talking about the guy that plays Captain America. Rides it on a train.
And it's like Frozen. And it all takes place on a train.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I know. I did like that movie.
Yeah. Speaking of Captain America.
Oh, where they go.
Yeah, it's not really Captain America. It's the guy that plays Captain America.
Yeah, but it's the wolf. It's called Wolf.
Nope.
No, you're way off.
It's called Snakes on a Plane.
No.
I mean, on a train.
Snakes.
Like, the train keeps going because the whole world's frozen or
something?
Yeah.
It's not called Wolf.
Yeah.
It's called Frozen Train Edition.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay. All right, so number two movie this week.
Krampus, what?
Krampus!
A boy who has a bad Christmas ends up accidentally summoning a Christmas demon to his family home.
Krampus!
Yeah.
Saoirse was in it?
Krampus.
Krampus. Is it Krampus?
I'm just your vocal teacher.
Wait, you spelled that wrong, that's why.
Sorry, I know how to spell Christmas
why
demon.
Why would you know? Because we don't endorse this movie.
All right, so, so the tagline on IMDb was, or like the summary of it was, a boy who has a bad Christmas ends up accidentally summoning a Christmas demon to his family home.
How do you accidentally summon a demon?
Man. I don't know, because I've probably never seen this movie to find out.
What?
But it's a mix of horror and Christmas humor.
Oh, yeah, and that's why Adrian wants to see it.
Are you? Do you endorse it?
So, the
no, I haven't seen it.
The movie poster says, you better watch out. I do like that. That's a good...
Better not cry.
No, it just says, you better watch out. But
well, it's a play off of Santa Claus.
I know it is, but it just has that one line. It doesn't have the rest of it.
I think James is just finishing it for you.
Thanks, James. Why don't you sing it for me? Yeah. So, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a movie I would really enjoy. It'd be one that I'd like to watch and like make fun of it as I watch it.
You would enjoy it.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's Krampus, everybody.
I can't see how it's any worse than that.
I mean, why watch out? Krampus will get you this Christmas.
My grandma movie, The Visit?
Yeah.
Because it's Krampus. It's a Christmas demon.
That's like folklore.
Yeah, that crazy grandma was like a real thing in The Visit.
No.
She was really crazy. I mean, see, it was real. They found that footage. It's like that girl made that documentary about it. It was a real story, Adrian, about a guy that had diapers in the garage. Okay. So, Krampus, was that you? A boy who has a bad Christmas ends up accidentally sewing a Christmas. We should do that. I should find taglines of movies, like one-sentence summaries.
We should play a game.
And you guys have to figure out what the movie is. Okay.
It's a good game.
All right, do it now.
No, okay, James, talk about the songs.
Oh, you want me to talk about the songs?
Number one song of the week.
Number one song was by a woman. Her name is Adele.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, yeah, number one.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's breaking records.
She is. She's almost 4.5 million in sold. Now, which is a record for this first week and the second week. She has both weeks right now. Isn't that crazy?
So, this one, she sold 4.5 million or whatever it was?
Yeah, in the U.S.
Just in the U.S. But this week alone, she sold 1 million copies of the record, which is kind of crazy because
just a million.
Because not many people buy CDs anymore. It's usually digital stuff. But she sold 1 million this week, becoming the first ever to sell 1 million units in the second week of sales, which means it's just going on up.
Yeah, she's making lots of money, basically. So go out there, listen to the song, see what you think.
Go buy it.
Well, Coldplay brought out a new album this last week.
Coldplay did?
Yeah.
It's their last one, right? Supposedly?
I think so. We'll find out.
Is it going to be good?
It sounds pretty good. I've only heard two songs because they don't have all the music on Spotify, so.
Spotify, I mean.
They don't like Spotify. Nobody likes Spotify. I do.
They're you great. Like Spotify?
Yeah.
I do.
But they, actually, the record labels are trying to keep off their newest albums for big artists to get Spotify to cut the free tier. They don't make any money off of that. So they're like, you know what? We're not going to give you our latest and greatest if you don't charge.
For what? So, for
Spotify free. They don't like Spotify free.
Oh.
Because they don't make much money off of it.
Interesting.
So.
Okay, what movie is this? A detective must adopt the dog of a dead man to help him find the murderer.
Is this a Christmas movie?
No. What? Does it have to be Christmas?
Wait, what game is this?
This is Guess the Movie.
What game is
this? Guess the movie. Based on this line.
All right, okay, wait, go again.
A detective must adopt the dog of a dead man to help him find the murderer.
Shiloh.
Nope.
The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Can we give you a clue of who's in it?
Yeah.
It's a Tom Hanks movie.
Milo Notice.
No.
Wow, that's close. No humans.
It's two names with the word "and" separating them.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of, but I can't.
Turner and Hooch.
Wow, nobody knows what that is. That no one's heard of that.
What? I had to go with an old movie that people wouldn't know.
That's a do Christmas.
You gotta do.
Okay.
The Grinch is still Christmas.
I can't tell you what the movie is. All right, keep going. Let's keep talking.
All right.
Wait, did you not have another movie? You got
no. I got.
You got another.
I gotta
look
it up.
It took
I have
you
one.
A million hours.
I know.
To look at one movie.
All right.
Okay, we'll go. All
right.
We can't just.
Okay.
That's it. I'm gonna look at this too.
We're gonna move on.
All right. There's
Adrian.
Okay.
Talk.
No, it's time for the Good Dinosaur talk. So.
Okay.
If
so
you
I
haven't seen this
it.
Movie and you don't want spoilers, we're gonna spoil some stuff for you. So, but it's a Pixar movie, so you know that. There's probably going to be some sadness.
But there's going to be happiness.
And there's going to be... This is really funny at parts. Yeah, so if you don't want to spoil The Good Dinosaur, which most of the trailer you can tell some of this stuff from, so tune out for 5 minutes. Maybe 30. Okay. All right, Good Dinosaur. James, you haven't seen it?
Haven't. Someone tune out for 30.
You can look up movie taglines. Adrian.
Yes.
You and I went and saw this?
We did.
Angela, my wife, came along, and our two daughters, and other people.
So all
your boyfriend. Well, your boyfriend, and my sister. I don't want to name, like, everybody. There was, like, some people in front of us.
Oh. I saw you named everyone but Andy.
No, Andy and Annie. And I was like, okay.
There's a reason for
now
that.
Now we've gone too long.
Yeah. All right. So, what'd you think?
I really liked it.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten great reviews. James, look it up on... Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, I'll make myself easy.
You're not doing anything.
One of the biggest, I think, bad or negative reviews was that it wasn't that kid-friendly.
Mm.
thought it was an adult movie.
Well, your kids, what did they...
So they liked it. Sunny is kind of oblivious to things in life right now. So when like the dinosaur came on the screen, she's like, dinosaur!
76%.
76%. So that's still good. But so
I thought Sunny was enjoying herself.
Sunny loved it. She was like screaming at them.
Yeah.
She does that though. She's like yelling at the movie. She's like jumping around and all this stuff. Quincy liked it. She was scared at some points. Like it was kind of, there's a little bit of scary parts in there.
Yeah, I think it might be one of those things when you grow up as a kid and rewatch it as an adult, you're like, oh, I didn't realize how scary that was. Or,
yeah,
you know how in movies you catch innuendos when you're older or something.
Right.
I think there were some of those where you don't realize how scary it actually is. I was scared, but I'm scared of dinosaurs. So.
Yeah, that's right. If you we didn't tune in last time with Adrian, we did tell a story of her getting freaked out.
So, yeah, but here's what, so this one was more of a simple tale, it seemed like. Because some of their other movies have, like, kind of two things going on at once. There's, like, two plot lines that kind of sort of merge together and all that stuff. But this one was just kind of one story throughout. Like, there's not two different stories. So,
well, it was modeled off of a, like, a Western.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like a Western movie. So it did have slower points, but it took time to, like, enjoy beauty. And that's what I like about Pixar movies. Because they seem to build characters really well. And so, like, they just, there's a part where Arlo, the main character, and his dad are out in this field, and they're, like, brushing the field, and, like, all these fireflies fly up and fly away. And I think there's a part, too, where the boy is, like, in the clouds, like, looking around. Mm-hmm. I missed that part, because I had to take Sunny to the bathroom, and she didn't go, and I was pretty mad. So, but, yeah, and so there's just, like, this, they just take time to enjoy life. And, like, I think that's kind of, what would you say, like, is the overall theme of The Good Dinosaur? If you were to sum it up.
Whoa.
Boy and his dog.
Boy. Yeah, kind of.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, it was about him overcoming his fear.
Yeah.
So, just, I don't know, not being confined to your own space and...
Ooh, not being confined.
Facing
your fears.
Your fears.
If you ain't afraid,
well, he
you
never,
ain't alive.
He never faced them as in, like, he never said, you know, I've got to do this. He was just put in those situations. And he finally had something. Before, he didn't have anything to fight for, I think. Because people were protecting him. But then
when he's on his own.
But when he's on his own and he had the boy slash dog, he had something to take care of himself.
Yeah. So, the boy's name's Spot?
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny.
He is.
Like, I mean, it's just like, I mean, there's some like really funny moments, like when they blow little hedgehogs out of the ground. That part was so funny. Because like he blows in and there's like a little hedgehog like trying to hold on. You see his like head pop up. It was funny.
Aren't they prairie dogs?
I don't know. Hedgehog, prairie dogs, same thing in my mind. But the thing I think like, I thought it was more about like saying goodbye. So this is like happens the first 10 minutes. You kind of get this from the trailer. The dad dies.
The dad dies, like the dinosaur's dad?
The dinosaur dad.
What about the little kid, the actual humans?
Well, you don't ever see his parents. You don't know who they are. So,
you care more about the animals than the actual human?
The animals are the ones that talk. So the idea is that a meteor didn't hit Earth, and so the dinosaurs are still alive. So the dinosaurs are like farmers.
They're the people in this Western.
Yeah, like the dinosaurs are people too. So the humans aren't really sophisticated in this one yet. So the dad dies, and then I don't remember what I was saying. So he has to go
saying
out.
Saying goodbye.
Yeah, so he has to say goodbye. But like, so in that instance, he didn't really get a chance to say goodbye, right? His dad dies, but he has to deal with loss in his own way. Like, so he's like, he's upset and he's mad at the little boy because he kind of blames the boy on it for all this stuff. But then at the very end, he has to say goodbye to the boy. And it's still just as sad, still just
Why
as
does
hard.
He have to say goodbye to the boy?
He accidentally steps on him. Just kidding. But so the boy ends up leaving with other humans, and they're not him. I told you, spoiler alert. But yeah, so it's kind of like just dealing with, it's dealing with loss. Like, it's how do you handle, like, it's not any easier when he has to say goodbye, because he doesn't know if he's going to see that boy again. I mean, there's always a chance in the sequel that they do, but it was kind of like, oh, this isn't very easy. Like, it's not easier saying goodbye when I have the chance to, because it's still loss and separation. Whereas with the other chance, like, he didn't really get to say goodbye, but it's still hard. So I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really good. It was, I don't want to say slow, but it was kind of more methodical. I don't know how to,
yeah,
like, it was just kind of a different pace than what I thought. And there's some really, like, there's just some really cool scenes in the movie where, like, he's trying to explain his family and they have, like, little sticks in the sand and they draw a circle around it, and
a beautiful moment.
There's just, yeah, there's some touching moments. There's some scary peril of the pterodactyl sharks.
What?
They were really scary. That was really terrifying.
That part was awesome. So there's these pterodactyls, but at one part, like, the clouds are gray, so it's like reverse shark. So you see like his wing like come down like a shark fin, and so you're like, oh.
But it's upside down. Oh man.
Yeah. So
wow,
it's like,
that's crazy.
You know they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well,
it was cool. I liked it. It was fun. Good movie. Go see it. I recommend it. That's not my recommendation. I'll have a recommendation at the end.
Wait a minute. What are you? I'm wondering what you're going to recommend now.
Well, yeah. Now you stay tuned for the end. All right. If you're tuning back in. All right. We're done talking about The Good Dinosaur. Okay. Real quick before we finish. There's a couple trailers that came out that look shamazing.
Yes, they do.
All right. Batman vs. Superman's first one.
Yeah. That's... Wow. You pointed out something in this one.
So it looks... This one makes Batman look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, because the other ones have kind of put Superman in the bad light.
Yeah.
And make it look like Superman's not a nice person. But, like, you look at both, they kind of show Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, and you're like, oh, they're both kind of jerks. And where I was, like, always before, I would get Superman as, like, this nice, friendly guy. Bruce Wayne was always a jerk, like, just kind of quiet, kept to himself. No, he was never friendly, really.
Yeah, Batman's way friendlier.
No, he's not. Superman's always more friendly.
You think so?
Adrian,
of course Superman's friendly. He's invincible. He can be friendly. Batman can't be friendly.
Yeah, super. Are we debating whether Superman or Batman's more friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell us.
Superman.
I know.
Thank you. That's what I said.
You did not, you dummy. Okay, sorry. I'm using the word dummy a lot this episode.
Yeah, you are. You recommend that word.
I recommend to use the word dummy. Slow to anger. All right, so, yeah, so this one, I don't know. I'm excited, but I felt like this trailer gave a lot away. So
you think? All right, so name some things that you feel like it's giving you away.
So one, it shows Wonder Woman.
Okay, we already knew she was in it.
I think we knew she was in it, but then it shows Doomsday,
yeah,
which I didn't know he was in this movie.
Right?
So he shows up, and I'm like,
who are you expecting to be the bad guy?
I thought they were fighting each other, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that'd be the shortest battle ever.
I don't know, but why are they fighting all the time if there's Doomsday? Like, that's what doesn't make sense to me, because, like, I got
Doomsday
Lex Luthor.
They're the Justice League, right?
It's setting up the Justice League movie.
Yeah, so they've got to become friends somehow, so they need a common enemy to fight together.
That's right.
Okay. So the whole movie, they, like, punch each other and fighting, and then Doomsday shows up, tries to blast them, Wonder Woman saves the day, and they're like, hey, you should join our team. And they're like, let's go fight Doomsday together.
There isn't enough room in this town for the both of us, and then they realize, oh, yeah, there is.
You belong in Gotham.
There is no town anymore. The town's been destroyed.
What's
exactly
destroyed?
Doomsday. How many towns will these guys destroy? Superman destroys his town.
Batman destroys Gartham. Gartham.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like Creepus, or what do you call it?
Crumpus?
Creepus.
Crumpet.
Creepus. I like him.
Him Crumpet.
I'm Crumpus.
Crumpus is the ultimate.
Krampus. It's Krampus. I'm Krampus. I'm the Christmas demon. This is my brother, Creepus. I don't like this guy.
He's a Halloween demon.
He's not even a demon. He's just like a little hedgehog. Oh, Creepus, get out of here.
He's the red bird, Debbie.
What?
So he's the red bird, Debbie, and the good dinosaur.
Oh, Red Bird. Oh, man. Yes, I forgot about that part, the good dinosaur. That guy, it's like a Stegosaurus with a bunch of, like, killer and all this stuff.
Triceratops.
Whatever. Like, I know my dinosaurs that well. We said Red Bird. There's an Angry Birds trailer. There's a movie, The Angry Birds.
Yeah, I know.
It looks all right. I'm not sure what I think about it. I'm not really excited about it, but I'm excited about Kung Fu Panda
Here's
3.
Here's what I'm mad about.
Oh,
what
great.
Are you mad about? Tell us.
Okay. Angry Birds gets a movie, but, like, Legend of Zelda doesn't. If we're going to make video games into movies.
Don't Minecraft. Make Angry Birds.
Like, why that one?
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. Well,
you
also, yeah.
People would see Legend of Zelda movie?
Okay, but have you seen Rovio is the company that makes Angry Birds. They're just money grubbers. They'll do anything with that franchise. They've made Angry Bird cartoons. They make like 500 Angry Bird games.
Well, yeah, because that's all I got going.
I bought a few Angry Bird.
One hit wonders.
Plastic drinking cups.
Wow. See, look, you're it. You're the problem.
You're the reason they make Angry Bird movies. Well,
they buy the cups.
They also have Triforce things.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, I was at Walmart today and I saw like this giant History of Hyrule book. It was like massive. About all the stuff of Legend of Zelda. Okay, we'll get distracted. Captain America Civil War trailer.
Captain America.
Okay.
You know, some people have been comparing these two and saying that Superman and Batman are better.
Superman versus Batman, and it's Captain America versus Iron Man. That's the Civil War.
Yeah.
So why is this not another Avengers movie if it's a lot of the Avengers? Because we saw Black Widow. We saw Iron Man. We saw, is it Hawkeye or Hawk Nelson? What's the guy?
Not Hawkwing. Falcon Man.
Falcon Man.
I think he's just called the Falcon, right?
The Falcon. Ant-Man. I didn't pick it.
The Falcon.
Falcon? Yeah, okay. So Captain Falcon. Captain Falcon!
I think he's Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch! So Falcon.
Cougar, Jaguar, Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther. Yeah, so you like see all these characters.
But it's just called the Falcon.
Yeah. Okay, the Falcon.
The Falcon.
So why is this not an Avengers movie if it's most of the Avengers? So you don't have, who's that one guy? Hawk. But you have most of the other
guys. Or Thor.
Oh, yeah. Thor's on it. I'm Thor.
Or Hawkeye. So,
Hawkeye? Oh, maybe. We don't know. Okay.
I think he's done, right?
Hawkeye's done?
I don't know. I feel like they implied that.
All right.
Because they quit to be with his family?
Yeah.
So, this looks good. I like Captain America, but he, like... It's kind of something.
He's a bad guy.
It's kind of the same themes, though, right?
Yeah.
Because as the Batman vs Superman, because he's like, well, if you go unchecked, that's the thing. Like that, I guess that's. I don't know. I don't read much comic books, but that's kind of the theme with superheroes. They're like, oh, you have to have checks for them. Like you have to know who the superheroes are. That's what the X-Men was all about. Like, do we know who the X-Men are or not?
Yeah, because they're dangerous. They have powers we don't have.
Captain America is just trying to be a good friend to Bucky, who was brainwashed.
He just killed tons of people.
Was brainwashed by Nazis, okay?
Yeah, and that justifies him not paying for his crimes.
Is that what they want? They're like, hey,
want him to pay. They want him dead.
Yeah, and right. Captain America is protecting him.
Yeah, he said, hey, it's my friend, so he doesn't have to pay for any of his crimes.
Yeah, so what? I don't get it. Like... If somebody's brainwashed, they're not in control. And so they're like, hey, not the influence is gone.
Pay.
Somebody's got to pay. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just, it does look good because the Marvel movies so far haven't let me down. I haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
Captain America is my favorite.
Ant-Man comes out tomorrow.
Of all of them.
Captain America?
Yeah.
Ant-Man? You haven't seen that?
No.
Oh, it's so cheap seats.
Well, it comes out on DVD tomorrow. Get it from the library. All right, and then the last trailer, this is the one we quoted at the beginning, Eye in the Sky, which this is about modern warfare, not Call of Duty. But, so it's like they send these drones into this house, and they're going to, like this lady's on the number 4 or number 5 on the most wanted list, and...
Yeah, they got to decide. Well, okay.
It's just surveillance.
It's surveillance, yes.
It's only surveillance. They have these drones. They have fly a drone into the house. And in there, they see a guy making a pipe bomb. Or, like, they're making...
A lot. Like, vests to blow up stuff.
Yeah, they're basically going out as suicide bombers. So now they have a choice. Do we blow up this house and kill these terrorists?
But there's a twist. Because they're like, yeah, we've got a situation, so we're going to have to act now.
Yeah. And the twist is... Hula-hooping...
Girl.
Sal. Yeah. So there's a girl out there. There's, like, a civilian. So they're like, okay, what do we do? Adrian, what would you do in that situation? You have to make the call.
Oh my gosh, I can't make that call right
now.
Really?
Right
now, how hard is that call to make? I know what I'd do.
What would you do, James?
Blow it up.
So you blow it up, even though there's an innocent life that's going
to
be taken?
Who said it's innocent? We have no idea. I have to assume she's a terrorist, too.
Oh gosh. Why?
She's hanging out with terrorists.
Okay, but in the trailer, they've got robot hummingbirds taking video surveillance of this room.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm saying. It was a robot beetle that flies in the window.
Right.
Okay. You don't think that technology exists?
Yeah, it does.
I'm saying if that technology exists, wouldn't...
Like, why not attach bombs to them and then attach them to the people and take them out that way? Good thinking.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some sort of way that they can get around not blowing up that girl. Like, if they wait until those people leave the house, why can't they have teams, like, ready to get them?
Well, because, one, they're probably not even allowed in that area, or they may not have soldiers there. That's why you have drones now.
Yeah, everything's drones.
Yeah, so why don't they just wait?
Send in Chappie.
Well, even if they waited until they left the house, though, Hitchbot. They would probably blow up other people.
Yeah, eventually, if they get out, they're saying, hey, this is minimal casualties because you got one. But if they get out the house, they will be around people, and so they can blow up even more people. So what do you want to do?
There was another interesting quote. The guy said, like, one of the guys was like, look.
This changes everything.
He said, if they go out and kill 70 people, then we've got the world on our side to go in and attack.
Yeah.
He's like, and we win the propaganda war. He's like, if we bomb and kill one innocent civilian, they win the propaganda war and we're in trouble.
So you're saying that it's better that 80 people die for propaganda.
Well, so this guy, so he brings up a good point. So yeah. if I'm here, sitting in my little office in Indiana, and I hear about President Obama sending a drone, he's like, oh, he just killed a civilian. Like, that's the thing that Fox News is going to focus on. Like,
whoa, right? Whoa, like, whoa, why Fox?
That's what other, like, the media is going to focus on, oh, we bombed somebody and killed an innocent person. And yeah. And the same thing that you said, like, why can't we have gone in with guns and shot him and not, well, like, in that moment, right, you're not expecting, like, they weren't expecting that. Like, because one of the people in the trailer was like, oh, this was just a
surveillance.
This is a surveillance mission. We can't do anything. And they're like, but if we don't act, a lot of people are going to die. So, this is, Jack Bauer always faced this situation.
Okay. And he saw this exactly 24
what
hours.
I thought was 24.
Yeah, I know, because he's like, oh, am I going to kill this person?
So, what would he do?
Am I going to let this one person die and 50 people live? Or am I going to let 50 people die and this one person live?
What do you think?
Oh, he would murder him. He, like, Jack Bauer just...
He would win.
Jack Bauer doesn't kill his friends. Yeah, he does. He kills everybody. Don't get on the wrong side of Jack Bauer. He'll take you down. But, yeah, so I like, looked at that. If I had to make the call, I would probably say the same things James did. No, I wouldn't say that girl. I would say she was innocent, but...
I don't know who she is, but at the end of the day, I'm kind of weighing it.
Yeah,
saying, you know what?
Should I value one life or 70 lives?
Every life's valuable, don't get me wrong. I think every life's valuable.
Everybody's valuable. Yeah, that's a tough call. And so it looks like a pretty tense movie. I think we saw all the whole movie in the trailer.
I think we did too.
But there are probably some filler parts.
Man, how can you make a movie? We're watching a house. It's a drone. Shots the whole time. Like,
for 2 hours.
Oh,
should we bomb it now?
Wait, they're getting ready to leave. Nope, they stop. And that girl, how long does she hula hoop?
No,
right? You're like, come on, girl.
She's got abs of
steel. You are that good.
I just make the motion on my Wii Fit board. And after like 5 seconds, I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, it's killing my thighs. So, Creepus, where are you? So, I don't know. It looks really interesting, though, because it's kind of like our
moral dilemmas.
It's what's happening, yeah, but it's what's happening in our culture, in our world. Like, that's kind of what war is going to. Like, you can just fly a drone over. We don't have to waste any troops. There's no lives lost. We just send a drone over.
Spectre.
Bomb stuff, yeah. And then Spectre was like that?
No, but he talks about you got to look a man in the eye to really know.
Oh, yeah. About
it can, even with all the data you have from your drones.
I think there was another movie like that came out recently where it was like these guys that thought
Eagle
they
Eye?
Were... No, they thought they were playing video games, but it was really like they were doing these missions. They didn't know.
No.
And they were like sending drones into places. So, all right.
Is
so,
this game?
No. It was like an indie film recently that came out. It was like these guys in a bunker that didn't realize they were sending out drones to places. I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't watch it. All right. One last movie and then I'm going to give my recommendation. Okay. A successful song and dance team become romantically involved with a sister act and team up to save failing Vermont Inn of their former commanding general.
Easy White Christmas.
No, it's Sister Act 2.
Yeah, right.
I know, but yeah, that was too easy.
Why'd you go with the Christmas film?
Because Adrian said I wanted Christmas.
This is a Christmas game.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
A man works for FedEx and he flies a plane and it crashes and he gets stuck on an island.
Oh, Meet the Deedles.
You don't even know. I know. Oh,
Castaway. Castaway.
Yeah, I was like, Wilson.
Wilson! Oh, yep.
All right.
What's
okay.
Your movie? Go.
I don't have one.
Wow.
Are we having recommendations?
All right, here's my recommendation. So, cause, and my friend is like, oh, you can't just be like, VeggieTales. He's like, it's got to be something with a little oomph to it. Oh, so
you should have a recommendations every week at all the right. end.
So we used to do on my radio show,
you've seen
Netflix
this,
picks. So here's my recommendation. Person of Interest. So Person of Interest, it's a TV show. It's on Netflix. I think all four seasons are out. Season 5 is not yet out, so you can catch up before the new shows start. But it is one of the, I would say, most well done, thought provoking TV shows I've seen in a long time. Like, it always, because there's a lot of like these dilemmas on, are we okay on technology? Are we allowing too much technology in our lives? Stuff like that. There is a lot of killing in these shows. So there is some content that you might want to check out first. But I like it because there's good actors. The guy that played Jesus, Jim Caviezel, he's in it. Benjamin Linus, I still don't know his real name. Michael Emerson, yeah. Mm-hmm. Guy played Ben Linus in Lost is in there. He's a fantastic actor. And there's some other people that are good. But yeah, it's just kind of the show about technology and these people that listen to everything you say and do, and they try to protect people, but they never know if it's a good guy or a bad guy. And so there's always these twists. There's one, I think it was like almost a whole season that you're like following this plot line, and then something happens at the end of the season, and you realize like that everything that happened that season was there's stuff like that that happens. It just boggles your mind, and they do great stuff. It's very good. It's a great show. Good show. Watch it. That's my Netflix pick. Netflix picks. It's a radio show. Radio show throwback. So yeah. Any recommendations that you guys have you want to recommend?
I have a recommendation.
All right.
I just finished a book series.
Oh.
Called The Razorland Trilogy. I have no idea why it's called that because I've just read the whole trilogy and it never mentions Razorland. But the first book is called Enclave. I'm going to look it up.
Isn't it Enclave?
No.
Is it Enclave?
Yeah. Enclave?
I think so.
Enclave?
I've heard both ways. Okay.
Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah. Now it's definitely in the post-apocalyptic genre. Ooh. Main character's a girl who...
Is these young adult books?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is 15. She turned 16 halfway through. It's just about her being trained and grown up to fight. In these battles against some zombie type
Ronda Rousey
people, but it's a good commentary on technology, how we use medicine, but also it does not have the teen romance drama.
Well, I'm not reading it.
That's why I like it, is because it leaves that out.
PETA,
I
mean, and
she has a man in the book.
Fire Girl.
She has a man.
I mean, like, she gets a boyfriend in the book and stuff, but there's no like
drama
with it.
Okay.
And they wait, you know, so no like
good
stuff happening there. But they actually find they're looking for a, you know, better place to live, and they actually find an Amish community.
Right.
So
they build them some chairs.
So it's about them like learning that their society that they grew up in didn't always tell them to think correctly and stuff. So anyway,
Enclave, who's it by? You know.
Yeah, Anne Aguirre.
Anne Aguirre, you're here first. All right, James, real quick.
We're
almost out of time.
I got nothing.
No recommendations.
Nope. I mean, besides.
James.
James yogurt. Is the go dumb. Eat yogurt and tomatoes.
Go yogurt?
Go eat yogurt and tomatoes.
Oh, go nice. Eat yogurt and tomatoes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in. This has been Podcast Viewfinder episode 36. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Shadowin.
I'm another one, James Helm.
And I am a guest
host,
Adrian Shadowin.
So, Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Creep is magic.
4 and 5 on the president's kill list in your sights, and you are putting the whole mission at risk because one of... Nope.